I saw him play a few times at Anchorage in his first 2 years, and I saw him probably in, I think, January of 07, his last year at Anchorage. As the season went on, their season ended, and his agent calls and says, "Yeah, he's leaving school." I go, "Why is he leaving school?" And I don't know if Jay told you, but he just decided that, I think at the time, he told me he was going to be an electrician if he didn't play hockey, and he didn't really need school, and he wanted to give it a shot, so he thought it was time. So anyways, they start playing a playoff there in Idaho, and I liked him, and I go, like, "God, if he plays well, someone's going to sign him to at least an American League deal." I said, "I got to get out there and see him." So they're playing Vegas in the playoffs, and I try and book a last-minute flight, and it was really expensive. So I ran back past Mac. I think Mac might have been the director of player personnel at that time. I said, "Mac, there's this kid out in Alaska. It's going to cost a fortune to go see him. I can only see him one game." I go, "Should I go?" And he goes, "Well, if you like him, spend the money." And obviously, looking back, it's the best money the Caps probably ever spent. So I went and saw him, and I called him, and I set up a meeting for after the game, and we met at the hotel where they were staying at the in the bar and the restaurant. I think it was a Friday's in the hotel, and we just sat down and talked. And he said, "You know, what you're thinking?" And he basically told me, he goes, he knows what he's going to do if he doesn't play hockey, and he wants to give hockey a shot. He thinks it's time. So at that time, in that game I saw him play, Ben, he was terrific. He was in the semifinals of a pro hockey league coming out of a college, and he didn't look out of place at all. He was obviously he was big. He can skate. He was the thing I liked about him. He went to the net. He had no fear. He took the big faceoffs for him. He was 20 years old at the time, and he's stepping in the semifinals of a playoff in the pro league and being a factor. So long story short, as his agent said, "Well, the team he was with, they were offering him a contract and maybe a tryout." I said, "Well, let's talk. Let's bring him into development camp. And I promise you, if he plays well, we'll give him an American League deal. And I don't see how he doesn't get an American League deal." And then our philosophy always was, if we send a guy to American League and he played well, then we'd get him on an NHL deal as quick as we could. And that's what happened. So he came in development camp, and he was as advertised. And going back, I called his coaches in Calgary and Alberta Junior League, I knew his coach in Anchorage. And the first thing anyone ever said about Jay, and I'm sure every NHL coach and American League coach, East Coast League coach, would say, hardest working player on the team. Yeah. And, you get the hardest working player on the team, and he's got some talent, which Jay had. You knew he had a good chance to play. And he came into development camp, hardest working player, great shape. Nobody knew who he was, and we ended up signing him. And obviously, I guess the rest is history. He's been a terrific player for us, a terrific person, and he hasn't changed. Obviously, I don't know him as well as I did back then because I don't see him that often anymore. But when I do see him, he's the same guy. He just he wants to be a hockey player. He does everything he can. He made himself into an NHL player, and I don't know how many games he's played now. Probably close to 500, probably. Yeah. And it's a great story, but he wrote it. We were just taking notes. He's a great find for us, and it's just an inspiration to anybody that plays hockey that what hard work will do for you. And again, never drafted, wasn't highly sought after as a college recruit. Starts in the East Coast League. I was at the game, and I didn't see another scout there. I'm sure that there was nobody watching him when he was in Idaho in the playoffs. And and Jay had to, he believed what we were telling him. Like, we were lying to him. We said, you play well, we'll do this for you. And he believed us, and obviously it's been a great relationship since that day in 2007.